This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, and at 9:08, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, on alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, I guess the summer concert series in Benilde is now officially over.
Elvis came in last night and wound it down. They had a good crowd, held down somewhat by the weather, but I'm guessing somewhere between 350 and 400. I didn't talk to Mickey afterwards, but nice crowd.
Were you able to reach Mickey? Were you able to reach him? I mean,
he landed every once in a while just for a minute, and then he was back up in the clouds. But as usual, Steve Davis, you know him well. He was his usual self and does an excellent job impersonating Elvis, and everything went well.
All right, and of course, the summer concert series continues this Friday in Hillsboro. They've got their edition of the summer concert series continuing on this Friday. Old Salt Union is going to perform on the old Bluegrass stage. Nice to see that stage being utilized. And, of course, in the event that it rains, and they are calling for rain somewhat, possibly, it will be moved to the Moose Lodge in the event of rainy weather. So we'll keep you posted.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Absolutely. We have a couple good guests here.
Yes, we do. They look familiar. I think they've been here before.
One I owe an apology to.
Yeah, I think they've been here before.
I think they have, too, because the last time they were actually here, we kind of a thing called double booking, which I'm not really familiar with, but it happens.
It does happen. Hopefully only once.
That's right. Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College are our guests. That conversation continues right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobinot alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week, Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. Ladies, welcome back. How are you guys today?
We're doing absolutely wonderful.
And a busy time is this the calm before the fall storm that we're in right now?
This is not the calm. We're actually advising students, multiple students, every single day on which classes to take for the fall semester. So we are pretty busy right now, but we still encourage students, if they're interested in signing up for classes again at Lincoln Land Litchfield, to give us a call or come in. And then we're also still working with new students who are wanting to start classes for the fall semester.
And the fall semester will start when?
Monday, August 26th.
Right around the corner.
They'll be here next week.
Hopefully not next week, but hopefully.
Well, hey, time flies.
It does fly. It does. August is always a very busy time for us, but we still make time for our students.
And you mentioned the classes, a couple of new classes being offered this fall. And it seems like to me you guys are gearing more towards the, the law enforcement side of things. You got criminal justice going on. That's one of the new classes.
We do. We are offering a couple new criminal justice courses this fall. So anyone interested in corrections type work or probation work, these classes would be great for them. We are offering the EMT basic class as well. It's a new class we're offering this fall. So I know a lot of our small communities in the area rely on volunteers to staff their fire departments. This would be a great class for anyone who's interested in doing that type of work to get their EMT basic license and can serve as a volunteer or at their local ambulance facilities. So it's a foot in.
And what is the length of a course like this? And
this course is 16 weeks.
16
and then you'll
weeks.
Be able to sit at the end of the course and take your state license test. Yes.
And of course, this you guys kind of really hit a niche in the county, though, because when I think of counties and the jobs that are available right off the bat that an individual can get into, Firefighting is one. You've got, and definitely the medical field, it would be the other. And then the police sector, I outside the school district, those have got to be the next big three following that.
Yeah, they do. Yep. So we're also offering a couple classes for someone who might not be fresh out of high school, Tobin, that wants to come in and take these classes. So if you're unemployed in the area and you want to come back and take criminal justice classes or law enforcement classes, we're also offering employability skills and college success skills. Both of those classes will work with you on being a successful college student, as well as resume writing and going over interviewing skills. So regardless if you have been out of looking for a job for a while, this will help you in that area to make you a successful candidate for more positions.
And of course, that's always the process. Being a successful candidate, you got to know how to dress for an interview, what to do for an interview, PowerPoint. Sometimes that helps depending on the type of scenario that you're going into. The more ammo you have on your side, the better you can be.
Right. And in the employability skills class, we do talk about how to make yourself more marketable. And it's the things that you just discussed. Having skills in certain areas will give you potentially more likely to be hired by an employer than someone else who didn't know how to use Microsoft PowerPoint or maybe didn't dress as professionally as you did in an interview. And so sometimes it's a little thing.
And some jobs, though, when you go through the interview process, do require you to go in a button-down shirt and a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Some jobs, a golf shirt or a nice polo shirt would suffice. It all depends on that on the scenario.
Right, and we talk about ways to get employed, by the things we're talking about, and then we also talk about ways to stay employed too, because we all know there's certain things that, if you do certain things, you're not going to be working at an employer that long. So we talk about
Facebooking on the job.
Facebooking on the job, attendance, how to work with coworkers effectively, communication styles. So we don't just talk about we want to get someone a job. We want to get them a really good job and a job that they're going to be successful and can stay in long term.
How do we stand in Montgomery County now as far as the availability of jobs, the job market, so to speak? How do we stand in Montgomery County? Is there a certain amount of jobs available?
Well, they do say, we all know that our unemployment rate is still high. However, we do hear that there are employers looking for really well-qualified candidates, and they have the luxury of picking from a large pool of potential candidates. So they are looking for ways to actually kind of get people out of the process. So if your resume doesn't look right or doesn't say certain things, they can kick you out of the process right away. But we do hear from employers, small and large employers, that there are positions. They just need to find the right person for that position.
That darn computer gets you every time. That darn computer. Well, your resume didn't send this off, so you're out. So, let's move on here. There's a couple of good things coming up. A weatherization grant, and this, I guess, was recently released in the City of Litchfield newsletter. They're receiving, $250,000 to train individuals? Talk with us about this.
Yeah, Lincolnland Community College, in conjunction with the City of Litchfield Economic Development Office and the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, actually applied for a grant through the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. So we received $250,000, and the goal is to train unemployed and underemployed citizens of Montgomery County to be trained in weatherization. And this is to weatherize a residential home. We will actually have a math for the trades class where people will learn, arithmetic, kind of refresh their memory on that, how to use a ruler, how to work construction math, really. And then we'll also have more of a job readiness class as well. They'll go through OSHA 10 certification, and then they will also go through a Building Performance Institute certificate program where they will get a whole house air leakage controller installer certificate. So really it's a long name, but it really can get people some skills and hopefully get them a job as well in this field, because we all know everyone's looking to save money by making their home more energy efficient.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How difficult is it for the individual who is, say, a little bit older, up in the late 40s or 50s, and for various reasons, his job that he has done for years is no longer, the company's went out of business or something. How difficult is it for someone like this to retrain and go another direction?
Well, Lincoln Land makes it easier for them to retrain than maybe just them doing it on their own. We're actually in the process of hiring a coordinator, and the part of the coordinator's responsibility is to help people transition from working in either manufacturer or another employer to kind of get back into that classroom. And we provide assistance to help that, because we realize that with math, if you don't use it, you lose it, those skills. And that's why we're going over these skills, so that way they make sure that when they get into the job site, they're not behind the learning curve with those. And then also the coordinator's job is to work with them throughout the program, make sure that they don't have any obstacles that prevent them from doing well in the program, and then they'll also work with them afterwards to work with employers to help them find jobs in the area, in the weatherization field. But then I think a lot of the skills that we're going to be teaching are transferable to other programs as well. So for instance, the math for the trades, those skills you're learning may be also useful in a manufacturing job where you're working, pipe fitting or, something of that nature. So we're hoping that if they can't get a job in this field, they can use those skills to get a job in another closely related field.
And, of course, the job market here, as we've hinted, it's nip and tuck sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
People can take a shot and go into business for themselves, but you still need the skills to learn. And I've learned this fairly quickly. First of every month, or the first week of every month, you've got state taxes that need to be paid. You got taxes here.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of them have a certain formula that need to be figured out in order to make it work. And sometimes that can be confusing if you're not prepared.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about upcoming events. As we kind of hinted before jokingly, before the program, before we went on the air this morning, we were kind of joking about the yellow poles for Old Settlers should be going up any week now. Old Settlers will be here, be fast approaching, and you guys will have a presence for this year's Old Settlers.
We will have a booth at Old Settlers this year, so we encourage you to stop by. We're going to have a little game there that will encourage people to come and play with us. So we'll have some free giveaways. So
what kind of game?
It's Plinko. Have you ever played Mini Plinko?
You're talking to a guy that knows the Price is Right better than anybody. Come on.
Well, maybe you need to be at our booth, and you could be.
Yeah.
No.
So anyways, yeah, stop by. We'll be able to answer your questions. And if you're interested, give you schedules and whatever you need to get you started at Lincoln Land. And like Leslie mentioned before, we also have fall classes right around the corner. This week is finals week for Lincoln Land for our summer courses. So I can't believe our 8-week summer term is already coming to an end, but it is. And so if our summer students need to return their books, now is the time. We're also having book buyback this week at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. So fall classes start Saturday, August 24th. For Saturday classes, weekday classes begin Monday, August the 26th.
Now, do they go through, after finals and everything, do they go through a graduation ceremony too, or is that more kind of low-key where, like, congratulations, you graduated, we'll mail you your diploma?
They have one commencement exercise at Lincoln Land, and that's in May.
But
they do include the summer graduates in the previous May ceremony.
So they won't get the walk until next year then?
No, our summer graduates actually walked this past May if they were registered for the courses that they needed in order to earn their degree. So, yeah, yep. But our December graduates, the ones who complete their degree in the fall, will have to wait till next May in order to walk across the stage.
Getting back to my question I asked a while ago about the person that's a little older, if they wish to come to Lincoln Land, have you got people there, counselors or whatever, available who they can sit down with and say, look, maybe you would want to go this way or, excuse me, that way, and kind of give them a little easier feeling about what they might want to do?
Absolutely. That is part of Leslie's position as academic advisor.
Yeah, I work with students one-on-one to talk with them about potential opportunities for them. We also have some a computer program called Career Cruising that they answer questions about themselves, and it gives them like the top 10 jobs that they may be best suited for.
How accurate is that?
It's actually pretty spot on. Usually with what type of jobs. And it may be something that they've never even heard before. My sister, she's an occupational therapist now. Mm-hmm. And growing up, we didn't even know that was a option. We didn't know that existed. So doing those type of programs may give you insight into something that you're not even familiar with. Or especially, we all know the job market changes so quickly. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in computers, you may be kind of working towards a degree that the job technically hasn't even been started yet. There's no one in that job, but in 2 years, that's where there's going to be jobs opening.
But isn't that a scenario where, I guess, that impact can change in a New York minute? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I may be into this 1 minute, and then, you know, next thing you know, okay, let's dabble into computers or something along those mm-hmm. lines. And, you know, doesn't it change quite a bit, though, with an individual sometimes?
Sometimes it can change. We have I have students sometimes, they say, you know, when I've wanted to be a veterinarian since I was 3. Mm-hmm. So we talk about what actually entails to be a veterinarian, educational-wise, the time commitment it's going to take, and then also the support system it's going to take, because that's a long process to go through.
Right.
We also talk about potential ideas. So if a student has 2 ideas, we talk about each one separately, so that way they know kind of what they're getting themselves into and how long and the time frame mm-hmm. and then the dedication it takes.
And of course, you know, it amazes me. You look at the career. I kind of had an idea that I wanted to do something along what I'm doing now, since I was one of those when I was 5. I knew I wanted to do something along this line.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later, I'm still here.
Well, that's
that's good.
The advantage of coming to you people and sitting down and visiting with you about going with another direction with your career mm-hmm. can be advantageous from the standpoint is I think each of us here have probably got individual talents that we have never cultivated or never maybe even realized mm-hmm. they were there.
Right.
You know, I think everybody has this potential.
And that's a really good point. And we try to make sure that students realize that they do have that potential and to make sure that they know how to kind of unleash that potential, whether it's, you know, in the classroom, or sometimes we talk with students and the classroom is not the best option for them
right.
at this point. So they, you know, get a job in a field and then they start coming back to us for classes later on.
It's like the saying in Moneyball. You know, everyone's got potential. Mm-hmm. Some of it find it out early at an early age. Mm-hmm. Some of it waits longer, but you all get to face that choice.
Right.
That's
and real quick, before while we still have you here, another thing coming up, you have a job fair coming up in October, 2 weeks away. October 3rd and 4th. Or no, October 3rd.
October 3rd, Thursday, October 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. This is actually our second year doing the Macoupin and Montgomery County Career Fair. This year it's going to be at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. And we invite local employers to come and find people who are either looking for internships or actually positions. And this is a great time of year. So if you're looking for, you know, that full-time person, it's a great opportunity. And then also if you're looking for possibly some winter help as well, or, you know, we all know the holiday season is quickly approaching after that.
3 weeks away.
So if you're looking for holiday help, you can also come to there too. So if you have any questions with that, feel free to give me a call at the Litchfield site.
Let's see, it's July 31st right now, and my fiance and I went to a store and they already have Christmas decorations going up. Problem there. And that's another talk show we can I can do later on. So the job fair is coming up, and that's you mentioned internships. Mm-hmm. Those are crucial.
They are.
Because that could land you, if you play your cards right, that can land you your first job right off the bat, if you handle it right.
That is definitely true. We always encourage students to do internships, or at least talk to people in the field that they're taking classes in, so that way they can start networking, and when they are looking for a position, they already know some people, and they already know their experience level.
Well, the internship starts off that networking process. Mm-hmm. So.
And when you go to a new job, and you have someone that is going to be your supervisor or whatever, how you relate with that person, how that person relates with you can become very important.
Absolutely.
Yes, very true.
Really quick, 60 seconds, we want to give a little shout out to the students who made the president and vice president list. How many students and what's...
Well, we were talking about commencement earlier, and we had several students from this area who were named to the president's and vice president's list. So their GPAs were high enough for us to recognize them, put their name in the paper, and we just wanted to give them a shout-out today on the talk show as well to say congratulations.
Tisha, Leslie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and it's hard to believe the half hour is already... Already
Time
done.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely. Uncle Ralph, next week, I believe, if I have my sources correct, we're going to have a representative from the Department of Natural Resources in. They've got a hunter safety course coming up in August, and they're going to talk about that. So until then, we will talk to you next week. So long.